Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
This is God. It's September 2nd, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring me. This first segment was originally released January 14, 2003.
Nazarene. Continuing our expose of biblical characters, who was Jezebel, and did she really exist?
Jezebel, Alora, was a queen of Israel, and one of the foulest and dirtiest creatures that ever lived upon this earth. Her corruption is legendary, and her evil is only half reported. As much as was told in the Bible is only scratching the surface of those horrible things that she did. She took good people and corrupted them and turned them evil and got them to do hideous and evil things, and they thought they were doing what was right. This is a terrible power of one of these creatures of darkness. They can get the innocent to do terrible and horrible things and destroy their souls with so little effort because they are so appealing. They can twist people so, and it is a terrible, terrible thing. Jezebel painted herself. She made herself beautiful and alluring to men and could get men to do almost anything for her. But she was pure and absolute evil, like the creature that is living in Washington now, the new Jezebel, the new harlot that is destroying the people with her greed and lust for power. That thing that they call Hillary Clinton that so changes the world and so twists the people's mind into her ignorance. Yes, Jezebel was real. Unfortunately, there are those like her today.
Yeah, Nazarene. It's awful there are people like this, and unfortunately, there are worse now. I'm glad I'm not like them. Think of the fate most of them have.
I prefer, dear Alora, to think of the rewards that the righteous and the just receive, and not what will happen to the evil.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. If you like fiction stories filled with action and adventure, you'll love Trouble in the Past by Speaker Gerald Pauley, featuring the Ancient One and his companions, the Axeman and Durga. You can find it free online at www.voicesfromspirit.com/tp/cover.htm. The Ancient One appears in many issues of Voices from Spirit magazine.
God here again. Linda's still not feeling well, so I'm taking this one. Our friend Lawn of Gaia is asking, what do I think of the Reverend Al Shapton bringing his missionary work to Chicago? Do I approve of it? Lawn, I cringe whenever anyone calls Shapton a reverend, because he is not a reverend. He is a creature of darkness. He is one of the most profound things of evil that exists in the United States at this time. Though he does do some legitimate work and fight some legitimate causes, it is all destroyed because he sodomizes God's children. Because he teaches that it is appropriate for men to lie down with men and have sex with them, and for women to lie down with women and have sex with them. And he approves of the marriage of two men and of two women. This is a creature of darkness. This is a thing of profound evil. And he has no place in my kingdom. This is a sad situation, but this is not a man of God. Someday, Shapton and Demetrius are going to have a confrontation, probably when my son is in Demetrius's body, and it's going to be very, very unpleasant for Shapton's followers. This creature of darkness must be stopped some way, somehow. He does do some good, I admit that, but he will never enter into the kingdom of God because he is sodomizing God's children, because he is destroying God's children. He is not a man of God. He will do anything for support of his cause, anything for support of the civil rights movement. So he is selling out the souls of young men and women who are in this sickness to have his own purposes, and this is a man of profound evil.
We'll be back again.